This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As soon as next week, Southwest Airlines could get clearance to build a new international terminal at Houston's Hobby Airport. But United Airlines, which has a big hub at another Houston airport, is trying to block this. From KUHF in Houston, Gail DeLauter reports.
If you want to get an international flight out of Houston, you have to drive about 20 miles to the north to what locals call the big airport, Bush Intercontinental. But discount carrier Southwest wants to start flying to Mexico and the Caribbean. And to do it, Southwest wants to build an international terminal at Hobby Airport. It's a smaller facility about 12 miles south of downtown. United Airlines has launched a huge protest against the move.
In every other example where we look at in the country where you have a split international gateway, that international gateway tends to stagnate or decline.
John Gibo is United's Senior Vice President of Financial Planning. The airline did a study that shows the local economy could lose about $300 million if international passengers are divided between the two airports.
Houston has built a very, very strong connecting hub complex at Intercontinental over the course of the last 40 years. And what that hub complex brings to the city is the ability for airlines, including United, to offer a larger number of flights and a larger number of direct destinations.
The Houston Airport System also did a study. It predicts the local economy would gain about $1.6 billion. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly told a city council committee the airline doesn't want special treatment. It just wants to do business.
We're not asking for tax credits or abatements. We are, in essence, merely asking you to negotiate with us for an amendment to our use and lease agreement.
So why is United fighting so hard against the plan? It's a fear of competition from an airline that offers cheaper flights, according to Rice University business professor Doug Schuler. He says United is going to do all it can to try to persuade city officials to reject the new terminal.
They're going to say, we're legacy carriers, we're the ones who serve these mid-sized cities, and those budget carriers aren't going to go there.
Officials in the nation's fourth largest city are expected to make a decision on the new international terminal by the end of the month. In Houston, I'm Gail DeLauter for Marketplace.